For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney. When the 18-hour documentary film series on the Vietnam War begins later this month, Texas Tech University's Vietnam Center and Archives will have contributed indispensably to the production. That's the take from Steve Maxner, the center's director.
From the standpoint of being an archive that provided materials that have been used as this kind of almost a revolutionary documentary about the Vietnam War, I'd say was probably pretty essential.
Ken Burns and Lynn Novak spent years pulling together material. Film footage, still photography, interviews, and other information and documentation for their 10-part film that starts September 17th on KTTZ TV Channel 5. Segments of most of the documentary's episodes will be shown tonight in the Firehouse Theater inside the Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts as part of the First Friday Art Trail. The Vietnam War is arguably the country's most controversial military involvement. More than 58,000 Americans died, and more than 3 million North and South Vietnamese civilians and soldiers perished. In 2014, members of Burns and Novick's production team came to Lubbock to visit the center. Later, they downloaded digitized footage donated to the center by veterans. That footage came from 8mm, Super 8mm, and 16mm footage taken during the war years. Also, the documentary series will use 14 digitized still photos from the center's archive. A companion book about the series will include 5 additional photos donated by veterans.
The Vietnam War is going to evoke a lot of emotion and a lot of passion in many viewers. And depending upon what your experiences were in the 1960s and 70s, there's going to be a lot of a political side to that and how you viewed the war in the 1960s and 70s and how you feel about the war today.
The center was started in 1989 by the Texas Tech Board of Regents at the suggestion of a group of West Texas Vietnam War veterans. It and the archives house the largest and most comprehensive collection of materials relating to the Vietnam conflict outside of the U.S. National Archives. The center's virtual archives, which now have about 7 million pages online, opened in 2001. Since 2002, nearly 55 million online searches of the virtual archive have been made from 165 countries. The United States tops the list of distinct users. Vietnam ranks 5th. There's a finding aid in the virtual archive that allows visitors to more easily locate what they are looking for. Maxner calls the archive, quote, one-stop shopping. The Vietnam Center, located in the Special Collections Library on campus, was the first university-based partner in the Department of Defense's 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War commemoration. Maxner says he hopes the upcoming documentary will prompt increased use of the center's virtual archives, which are free.
You know, my hope is it's going to increase, obviously, curiosity and education and interest in the Vietnam War overall. And that will prompt people to start doing research, and that will bring them to us.
The first episode of the documentary, entitled Deja Vu, juxtaposes the French involvement in the Southeast Asian country with how the U.S. navigated its war with North Vietnam. The French occupied Vietnam for about a century before Vietnam emerged independent but divided into North and South.
It's this really complex subject, and they are doing a tremendous job in what I've seen so far of really kind of looking at these different nuanced issues and getting to the heart of it. And I think that's a kind of a hallmark of what they've done with so many other important topics, whether it's the Civil War or Second World War or baseball.
For Inside Texas Tech, I'm Betsy Blaney.